It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, this weekend, a lot of cool things in the Lexington area. First, the circus is in town.
Yes, the circus is in town. And you know, this is always an annual, you know, question for us of, okay, what are we going to write about the circus this year? Because the circus comes to town every year. And Mary Meehan had sort of been our circus writer for several years. And, you know, so I told her, you know, go find out what we can write about this year. And she came back and she said, female human cannonball. And I was like, that's it. You know, that's just too good. And indeed, you know, our preview of the circus was about Gemma Kirby, who originally wanted to be a ballet dancer, and then she got routed into circus school when she was like in middle school and high school. Like, apparently she went to circus school for 6 hours a day after regular school, and became a trapeze artist. And at some point some folks said to her, you know, you really ought to think about the cannonball thing. And and so she went to work studying with some of Ringling Brothers' other cannonball artists. And as she told Mary, there's no real way to prepare yourself for being shot out of a cannon. But that is indeed what she does every night now for Ringling Brothers.
On the other side of that, it's not unfair to say there are people in the community who aren't excited about the circus coming to town, and I'm assuming there will be protests again. There have been protests in the past, right?
It's become sort of an annual thing that there are protests from groups like PETA who do take issue with how the animals are treated and handled and things of those sorts. You know, the circus always, you know, releases statements and maintains that the animals are treated with humanely and with respect. And so it's sort of been an ongoing argument for many years about how the circus deals with animals. And certainly animals are one of the big attractions, like the elephant walk is a huge attraction every year for the circus. And people like to see them because you don't, you know, particularly here, we don't have a zoo, so we don't see them every day. But there are people who are concerned, and those concerns are taken seriously.
Well, moving on to something that I think we can all be excited about is the first album being released from Cora Lee and the Townies.
That's right, Cora Lee and the Townies. And it was kind of, you know, in a way it's surprising that this is their first album because they've become such a mainstay of the local music scene. But Cora Lee really wanted to work on this album and really make it right and make it represent what she and the guys are doing. And so it is just coming out next week. It's called Criminal Pride, and they're launching the whole enterprise this weekend with a show Saturday night at Cosmic Charlie's. And a really cool thing you can catch on lexgo.com is Mark Cornelison here at the Herald Leader took one of the songs from the album and shot some video of them in rehearsal at Shangri-La Productions, and put together a really cool little video of the band at work. And then you can see them live Saturday at Cosmic Charlie's, and then again on Tuesday at CD Central, I guess, because Tuesday is CD release day, but they'll be playing a show there too. So now you can, they had an EP before, but now this is a full album, and you can take some Cora Lee home with you.
Finally, festivals are not just for summer. You got the big fall festival guide in this week's Weekender.
That's right. And this is, you know, one of our, we're kind of in that season of annual, you know, fall preview sections. And this is certainly one that a lot of folks look forward to because we have a lot of festivals in Kentucky. It's a great time of year for people to be out and kind of indulge in things that make the region great, from barbecue to bourbon, to, you know, just outdoor activities, corn mazes, apple orchards, and things of that sort. So a festival for almost any taste is in our Weekender feature today. And it goes all the way from Terrapin Hill, which is this weekend, which is a big music festival down in Harrodsburg, all the way to the Woolly Worm Festival. And that's what I kind of learned this year editing the festival guide for the first time is, you know, the guide is done when you get to the Woolly Worm Festival.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.